The unexploded ordnance and abandoned weapons only compound the extensive mine threat that existed in Libya prior to the 2011 conflict. UNMAS estimates there are up to 2 million mines along the border with Chad and that there are 400 kilometers of minefields along the border with Egypt. Max Dyke is the UNMAS Libya program manager.
There has been new use of landmines. There has been use of cluster munitions in urban areas. The majority of the fighting occurred in the urban areas and on the main arterial highway along the coastal area. So there's been a massive effect on the population, especially the displaced populations.
The fighting last year in Libya took place in the streets and along main highways, causing the spread of weapons and their abandonment as conflict moved from one area to another. Wayne Lomax, team leader of the Mines Advisory Group, says the types of munitions used varied from small arms and artillery shells to guided missiles and even torpedoes.
A lot of rockets were fired in this conflict, but it just lies there in the street or at the side of the road. It still poses a massive threat because the fusion system could be armed and the slightest movement of such an item could cause it to function.
The unexploded rockets and other remnants of war have become souvenirs of Libya's liberation, according to UNMAS. Many adults now collect them, displaying them in the streets, at hospitals, and even in their homes. There is also the fear that serviceable items can be easily taken away or smuggled out of the country. But children have also stumbled across these weapons and play with them, often with tragic consequences. Teresa Tavares is with the NGO Handicap International, which runs risk education programs in Libya, particularly for children.
Children, they don't know what it is, so they tamper with it and they play. They throw stones at it, and some of the accidents have been happening with children. But also they're happening within the farmlands, where people want to start plowing their lands and they're finding items, so they are removing the items by themselves, and therefore accidents are happening.
UN teams so far have removed or destroyed nearly 200,000 landmines and other explosive remnants of war in Libya. They have taken items from nearly 3,000 homes and 70 schools, enabling thousands of people and schoolchildren to return to normal life. Mine clearance is time-consuming and expensive, so Libyans are being taught how to live safely with the weapons in their midst. Once again, Max Dyke of the UN Mine Action Programme.
There is a misapprehension, I suppose, that Libya is a wealthy country, Libya has lots of ready cash, and Libya is in a position to pay for it. Libya doesn't have cash at the moment. Libya does not have the ability to pay for these activities now, and there needs to be quite serious involvement by the international community in assisting the Libyans to get this work done.
UNMAS says Libya's reconstruction will not be able to begin unless the ground has been cleared to facilitate this process. Deanne Penn, United Nations.